And welcome, folks, to the Hagmann Report. It's Thursday, November 13, 2025. With me, I got just two extraordinary guests. Of course, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. You folks know him, and Daniel Holdings, you know him as well. Daniel Holdings, links to their home bases will be in the program description box at HagmannPI.com. And thanks for joining us on X and on Rumble. I appreciate that. Real quick, before they come on, what was I going to say? No, I slipped my mind a couple of things here, but one thing I wanted to bring up real quick is, hey, you think justice, you want justice? Well, apparently it's just them, not just us. It's just them, or just us if you are them. I'm looking at this, and how many people have seen this? Apparently the criminal cases, and like I spent my adult life in the system, criminal system, investigating and such. And I'm looking at this case, the cases against James Comey and Letitia James, right? Yeah. Well, now a Clinton appointed judge, the Clinton appointed judge is challenging whether the prosecutor who was appointed the interim prosecutor, without getting into the weeds on this, essentially the judge is saying, well, you know what, this prosecutor not valid because of the time issue, the 120-day interim position. But bottom line is, my question is, can you be this? People cannot be this stupid. Okay. They can't be this stupid. They just can't. In positions of authority within the Department of Justice, explain this to me. I can explain it to you, though. This is deliberate. So here's my stock tip. Simply put, buy stock in rope, plant some, or stake out some tall oak trees, because I don't think, and I mean this sincerely, I don't think that we're going to see any level of justice at any level of the Department of Justice. So they should name the Department of Justice the Department of Legal Affairs. Just my two cents. And I got more. I got a whole list of things I can complain about. But rather than do that, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Daniel Holdings, come on aboard. Thank you for thanks for joining me tonight, saving me.
Well, listen, Doug, Daniel and I will go back and forth, but we're going to talk about signs in the sun, moon, and stars, and on the earth, the stress of nations. Look, there's going to be no justice because the mystery of iniquity, as defined in the Bible, is lawless when each man does that which is right in his own sight. I saw a posting on somebody's forum, I think it was Alex's forum, that basically people are getting furious at the president because, there's no arrests to speak of. There's no prison sentences. There's no due process. And I think it was posted by General Mike Flynn's son. And in essence, the thing that's critical for everyone to realize, there's only one judge, and that's the living God. And I'm telling people this because, look, the expectation that there's a political solution is going to be the ultimate end of humanity. Good example. Today, the fight was over the president's statement that they're going to bring in 600,000 Chinese students, okay? This is the distress of nations. 600,000. Well, why are you bringing in 600,000 when you're saying you're going to declare war on China? What about all of the fifth column that Michael Yon and Vandersteel documented coming through the Darien Gap in Panama? Where is the sanity? And I want everybody to understand this. Years ago, and it's one of the most top secret Canadian secrets in their military, Canada signed a deal with China. And somebody says, well, prove it. Well, at this point, I would if I could, but it was rumored, it was alleged that China would be given Canadian ground to attack the United States. Now, someone might think that's crazy, but then, Doug, Daniel, allowing 600,000 military-age men, and all that the president could say, well, that's a good idea, and that was Hegseth's idea. That's what I'm told. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a time unlike any other, and you cannot define crazy. You cannot illustrate crazy. Everything is insane. Everything's out of whack. There is no truth. And I would say this. Anybody who believes that there's a political solution to the country and the mess we're in is dreaming. You're seduced. The lies coming daily. We've got the strongest economy in the world. No, we don't. We have the top military. No, we don't. And so when I hear any statement, I just check the box. No, we don't. So again, tonight we're going to cover a lot of ground. And you know, Daniel and I are obviously working on projects together, but we arrive at the same conclusions from different angles. And so today and tonight, I'm sorry, it's tonight. My days and nights are the same. We're going to talk about the different angles. So, Daniel, when you saw the fact that the president wants to bring in 600,000 Chinese young men, of course, soldier-age men, what was the first thought that went through your mind?
Well, Steve, it's good to be with you. Doug, thank you for having us on. You know, what really upset me was what he said, was why he said he was going to bring in 600,000. He told, I think it was Laura Ingraham that was interviewing him, he told her that we didn't have the
skilled capability, workers.
The skilled workers in the United States to do factory work. Steve, I've never worked at a factory, but I'm telling you, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to work at a factory. And that's not an insult to factory workers. I'm just saying there are people that can do the job here. But here's the thing, and this is the thing that I think the audience needs to understand, that there is something. So if we can wrap our heads around this point, right? There is something going on in the background. There is a predetermined destination that I think the powers that be have in mind. And that includes the overtaking of the United States of America. And in order to do that, they obviously need people that are of like mind to do that in the United States. So I think that that 600,000 is just a small drop in the bucket to what they've already prepared to come in and take over the United States. This is the thing that we need to understand, Ian. So I think people don't understand how late in the day it is. When we talk about the signs and the sun, moon, and the stars, that's out of Luke 12 and also Matthew 24. When we talk about that, these are the signs that were supposed to occur but just before the Lord came back. And I'm not talking about the rapture. I'm talking about the end. So when you begin to see all of the things transpiring on the face of the earth, you know, around the earth in space, and there's some crazy stuff in space that I think we're going to talk about tonight. But when you see all of those things transpiring, the Lord tells us to look up, for our redemption is nigh. In order for that to happen, Steve, the takedown and takeover of the USA needs to be accomplished. That's not what I want. That's what they want. And I think the fix is in, Doug. And that's the easiest way to put it. No, there is no justice. There's no equality in the justice system for everybody. We are at this point where the powers that be are going to have their way, and we will be fodder.
Well stated. I mean, it's look, where we're at today, gentlemen, I think it's almost like a disconnect with many people, because Steve has been talking about this time, this era, this period for decades. You, Daniel Holdings, have been talking, writing about it as well. Steve been writing as well for decades. So here we are. And I don't think anyone should necessarily be surprised, right? But you know, it's now how to navigate through this. And if, quite frankly, you know, when we as a people, as a nation, I'm going to shut up, but when we as a nation have lost trust in our institutions, and this does speak to the so-called the academia and workforce in America, where we have to import 600,000
Chinese.
Yeah, thank you for saying that. It just wouldn't come out because so we have to from a communist country, you understand the difference in ideology, for crying out loud. You cannot mix the anyway. Here we are. So you've warned us, both of you. Here we are. And OK, so
Doug, you're absolutely correct. Look, this isn't a mutual admiration society. This is the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let every word be established. Listen, when I hear the president welcoming one of the most hideous Muslim terrorists, al-Jilani, and saying that, Trump's words, I really like the guy. He's a tough guy, you know? Yeah, he beheaded literally hundreds of Christians, slaughtered thousands of Christians in Syria. We overthrew, United States overthrew Assad regime, and now we've got, are you kidding me? Terrorists being welcomed into the White House and basically greeted? I want to share something. I'm going to share a lot, so will Daniel. But when we see that kind of insanity, and ladies and gentlemen, I don't care what the repetitive lies are told. We've got the greatest economy in the world. No, we don't. We have hundreds of thousands, actually closer to a million people unemployed. And to insult the American worker that built the very country that we've all been blessed with is so infuriatingly insane. It can only be by design. And the other thing, I want people to understand something. The Bible is very clear, and we who have been sharing what the Word of God says, and I'm talking a reality base, where it's going to go. This isn't going to be the happy seal time. We're not going to make, the seal noises. We're not going to climb up on a ball like at Marineland, or, you know, people have seen circus seals do circus tricks. But what's important is that we all recognize that something really bad is going to happen. What we're watching is, imported illegal immigrants be treated to four-star meals in New York, given four-star hotels. And meanwhile, this is the most infuriating thing I know. Our veterans are on the street. There are rumors of what happens to them when they're picked up off the street. And by the way, Hawk, who's gone to be with the Lord, he and I were talking about that 15 years ago. So that's been in play, because a thing that threatens the power elite are trained soldiers and trained fighters, like, let's say, tier one guys, Navy SEALs, Rangers, any form of really highly trained. So this is why it's been this has not been neglect. It has been political assassination to destroy any form of resistance. And so when they tell me resistance is futile, I say, yeah, it's futile, F-E-U-D-A-L, because we become techno-slaves, and we're dealing with a technologically decadent society, and now we're hearing all of these wonderful stories. And again, this is critical, Doug. I remember doing a story, and it was from a former military guy from Canada, and he said these words, and this was, 5-7 years ago, maybe 10 years ago, but it was that long ago, and he said, our government has already signed a deal with the Chinese to allow them to pre-position their men and materials, war materials, in Canada, okay? In Canada. I asked people that, now, just let me finish one thing.
And go ahead.
I asked him, I said, can you, as former Canadian military, get a copy of that? He said this, that is one of the crown jewels of Canada, because in essence, they know what would happen if that were released. The Western Canadians would go, and rightly so, crazy. But even today, and this is the last thing I'll say, a lady came out, a Canadian, I believe, a reporter, and said that Canada has euthanasia. In essence, they've murdered 20 soldiers that she knows by using euthanasia. So go ahead, Doug. I mean, this is our northern neighbor. But look at what's going on now between the new guy, Trudeau, and look at the, how should I say this, the economic ramifications. But forget the economy at this point. We're talking World War III. And we surrounded, obviously, United States, NATO surrounded Russia, and Russia's now got their assets in Venezuela, in Cuba, and in all of the high-tech military, and that's just telling the truth. So anybody that has an expectation of any truth coming from this government, I don't care what side of the political aisle they're on, they're all the same corrupt coin, maybe one or two exceptions, you know, Massey and Rand Paul, and maybe a couple more. By the way, the women, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Ana Paulina Luna, and, you know, Boebert, for what it's worth, they're wanting to get to the bottom of things. So when, and this is, not only are we undergoing a communist takeover and takedown has already been underway and takeover, but we're watching the denigration of every Western value to substitute nothing more than the globalist agenda for genocide, annihilation, extinction. Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah, I want to punch in here, and then I'm going to go to the back of the room for a while. But I Eric the Tech, I did send you, let me just turn this off. I did send you an attachment here. Steve, I sent it to you as well. You know, the Economist magazine, the Year Ahead issues, okay, have long purported to be the what would you call it? The predictors or the outlook for the following year. I harken back to 2015. I still have a copy of that. You know, this push for, maybe it was earlier than that, but the push for certain specific agendas. Now, this is purported to be, what you see on the screen is the Economist cover art for the year ahead for 2026. And there's a lot to study here, but to what you were saying, Steve, okay, there's like a container ship on the left. It would appear to be, look, I didn't really spend a lot of time, but it certainly would appear like a container ship on the left with missiles coming out of it. Okay, gee, you know, take that for what you will. Steve Quayle comes to mind, and Daniel Holdings comes in, so, and others. And then there's all kinds of other things in there. But pretty much everything, Steve, that you're talking about, Daniel, you're talking about, seems to be on the cover. I mean, not everything, but a lot on this year ahead thing. So, you know.
Well, that's not the first time they've done that, Doug. On the front of the Economist, the year before COVID, they had COVID stuff on the front of the Economist before they knew what COVID was. So, I to Steve's point, it is a plan. It is in play, and because of they are who they are, they've gotten some pre-leaked advice to do the art for it. But this is a plan going forward. Let me just go back here for a second, though. I want to say, as a vet, I am so insulted by what the president did with the guy from Syria. I didn't serve in the Middle East, but I know guys that did. And that is an absolute affront to the people that gave everything to serve this country. And it is so infuriating. But for him, Trump, to actually say, you know, he's a good guy and all this other stuff, it makes me wonder, what planet is he on? And so logically, you sit there and you go, no, this can't be happening. He's got to really know who this guy is. The only explanation is that he does know who this guy is, and it doesn't matter, because this guy is part of that plan that I was talking about just a moment ago. The fix, this is what the audience needs to understand. The fix is in. It is already done. It is just making the things happen. You know, Doug, you talked about some of the books that I've written. One of the things, and those books were based upon things that the Lord showed me years ago. One of the things that I saw was civil war in the United States with the National Guard or the state troops fighting against the federal troops. That's not quite developed yet, Steve, but we will see that, will we not? Because you already see that happening in Seattle. You already see that happening in Chicago. There's this line being drawn between federal troops and our federal police and state police. And when you look at the collapse of everything that is going on right now, we'll talk about the economy, I believe, in a little while. But when things get really, really difficult, when they get really hard, it's going to make EBT look like nothing. It's going to make all those people that freaked out over, you know, EBT and food stamps, it's going to pale in comparison, because they will go absolutely insane, because no one will pick up the or will you know, turn on the spigot after that. There will be no federal government to come to their rescue, will there, Steve?
No, and the thing that makes me infuriated, and I'm also, you know, I can say this, infuriating and urinating on those plans, and I know the word I'm saying. The point is that the veterans that gave all their lives, I see the ads on TV for, I think, what, Towers to Tunnels or Tunnels to Towers, and I see these brothers in there are American citizens, their wives caring for them, and this is an insult. But I think Daniel and Doug, it's going to get crazy, and the word crazy no longer, it's going to be demonically outpictured, meaning that nothing we have seen in the past will compare to what we're going to see in the future. And Jesus told us that. So, you know, I think it's important that while we have voices, because they want to shut up the Christians. I dealt with a guy in Nigeria. He sent me a picture. And if, in case people don't know, they're butchering Christians in Nigeria. And he asked for some help to feed what was left. And I'm telling you guys, Doug, you've seen, you know, horrible murder scenes and stuff. But what I saw was so disgusting. And this was from radical Muslims. And here's the point. I'm going to say something tonight that's going to flabbergast everybody. I believe everybody of any brains are going to flee New York. And I believe you're going to watch it become Islamicized. And people that can afford to write $5, $10 million checks will buy that real estate, and that, you know, unless Mystery Babylon is destroyed before that part, I'm on record, it is Mystery Babylon. And when you think, Doug, of all the years you worked in the city and all the people that, you know, when the lights go off in the city, things turn really, the word that rhymes with city, okay? I'm trying to be kinder and gentler. So the point is that we're watching the takedown and takeover. We're watching radical communists. We're watching, though, conniving politicians, and these are weak men. I agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, these are weak men. They're weenies. They're seriously, they're I don't have a word of contempt enough for the what I call the zombie cons. Where were they when they were ramrodding President Trump with a Russian dossier? By the way, they all fled like moths to the lights, or away from the light. So this is not a political situation. But we know this, nations rising against nation, Matthew 24, Luke 21, and we're, that word nation is ethnos. You know, I've been saying that, Daniel, you know this, for 20 years, and people still don't get it. Well, why is there so much black on white and white on black and Latino on white and white on the, why, where is that coming? Because that is the evil fruit of Barry Sotero and the community organizers. And so, Doug, when you get, you know, as furious as I do, or more so, about the judges and they're all appointees, ladies and gentlemen, we're seeing what the term Doug used years ago. We're seeing lawfare and in essence, a law being used against good guys. And then when you've got murderers being set free, when you've got total contempt for any of godly values, that's the nation. We are no longer a nation under God. We're not. We are divisible. We're divided. There is no liberty and justice for all. And look, the people, not all people that get food stamps are lazy people. I know some of the things, but they needed help. And yet we're pouring billions into all of the illegal aliens. They never worked a day in their life, yet they're sucking the breast of America for everything it's worth. And who says no to that? The demon rats, which are the Democrats, and the zombie cons, which are the Republicans, in my opinion, and I know exactly what I'm saying, are in cahoots. They're just two whores working both sides of the street at different times, you know, and look, I can prove that by look at what has gone out. down. We're understanding now. We've sown to the wind. We're weeping. Yeah, we're weeping because we're reaping, the fruit of rebellion against the living God. And I want to talk later, and Daniel, we can go there whenever, but, you know, here's the thing. People want to solve this politically. Tell me how that's going to happen, because we're already taken over. We're being taken down. There's no truth coming out of the office. When I hear one more time, I'm going to flash vomit and record myself on my little deal here where I can record what I say, because that's the biggest lie that there is out there, you guys. It's nothing but lies. We got the greatest economy in the world. We do not. We are the biggest debtor nation in the world. We do achieve that. We don't have any manufacturing or infrastructure to be on a wartime footing. So in essence, I believe the whole thing, I'll say the bottom line, turn it right over to you, Doug or Daniel. The whole thing is we have surrendered as a nation, but we have basically said to the living God who blessed us beyond any nation here. And I understand, look, I understand that the majority of people who set up the Constitution were Masons, etc. But God uses the hearts of kings to bring about what he wants. I'm not saying God's given his signal of approval on the Masons, but now we're at this point where the plot of the century, where Lucifer's absolutely blueprint is coming into play, and there's no turning back. There's absolutely no turning back. And that's what I think is critical. And so, Daniel, take it from there, or Doug, because again,
this is how you know that we've turned a corner, Steve and Doug. They used to use this word in politics, and I heard it, all throughout the years. The optics of something mattered to the politicians, how things looked to the people, because they were concerned that the people, Doug, could rise up and do something to the politicians or kick them out of the office. See, this is how you know we've turned a corner, Doug, because they don't care about the optics anymore. If Trump wants to be seen sitting with a known terrorist, it's okay. If he wants to bring in 600,000 Chinese fighters, it's okay. Doesn't care about the optics. That's, Doug, how you know that the sand is almost out of the hourglass.
Daniel, I agree with you on that. And I like to take that image or that piece of this larger mosaic and then zoom out. Okay. That's kind of the way I struggle sometimes for context, and I attempt to look, push everything, Steve, and both of you have, given me the ability to do that through the lens of the Bible, of Scripture, and in the secular part of my world, of course, looking at it through a very critical lens. So, but looking at this, looking at what you just outlined there, one piece of the mosaic, I look at, for example, and then again, this I hope hopefully will speak to what you're talking about, as we are experiencing everything that you both, Steve Quayle and Daniel Holdings, are talking about. I think that we're seeing this cognitive impairment that is learned, but it has been intentionally programmed, or the behavior modification being thrust upon otherwise rational people. I think yesterday, when you look at, for example, one last thing here, various memes and various people on social media, how outrageous they are, and others will come back and say, well, that's Trump derangement syndrome, for these leftists, or that's, fill in the descriptive term there. But what that is to me is something much bigger, much deeper, and that is the capturing of one's cognitive sovereignty and ability to really understand. And it's being done through the changing of words, programming language, and so on. I guess
modern education has been nothing more but barbaric return to the Dark Ages, in my opinion. Look at all of the lack of any pride in our country, except the veterans, God bless them, and the people that have fought or the people that have built this country. But notice this, almost to a man, there are exceptions, the technocratic elite are absolutely flat-ass communists, or they believe they're going to own everything and you'll own nothing and be happy. The other thing that we can get into right now, you guys, is a 50-year mortgage and 15-year car payments. That's like worse than the Erie Canal, you know? I mean, I owe my soul to the Erie Canal. You know, I forget the words to it, but the point is we have become techno serfs, and this is a word I coined years ago, Daniel, techno serfdom, where the technology would put us into a feudal mindset, F-E-U-D-A-L, and we would become nothing but slaves to the system. And then I said, those who are allowed to live. So, Doug, what we're watching is the technocracy that Patrick Woods talks about on he's got a great website. And the thing is that we're talking about what's happening now. And Eric, if you wouldn't mind, and Daniel, I want you to comment on this. I want to show people something interesting, the parallel between what happened to Samson and Delilah. And, you know, I want to show you the parallel to the United States of America. So if you could put that scripture up that I sent to you, Eric, and I'll read it. And then I want Daniel. Okay, here it goes. Judges 16, the 18th verse, 18 through 23. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. She was a prostitute, and she made him sleep upon her knees, and she called for a man, and she caused him to shave off 7 locks of his head, and she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him, if you go up. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he woke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as the other times before and shake myself. And he did not know, that's what he wist not know, that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistine took him, put out his eyes, and brought him down to Gaza, and bound him with the fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison house. And then, howbeit though, the hair on his head began to grow again after he was shaven. So I want to say this, the prostitution that's in both political parties, we have in essence assumed, God bless America, he doesn't. God will grant repentance since 9/11, Doug. We've talked about this. Daniel, we've talked about it. I'll turn it right over to Daniel. But we do not know that God's protection over America is what gave us the battle. Even General Montgomery, I think it was the British government or British general, said, let us ask the Lord who is mighty in battle to give us a victory. But there is no God in the equation now. So we're abandoned. And I'm saying this, we're a nation of damnation. I love the country that was. I don't recognize the country that is. But here's the thing. Anybody that tells the truth is an enemy of the people that are taking it over and taking it down. And it should piss off everybody. And if anybody's offended by the word piss off, then I would tell you to kiss off. Because I'm sorry, we are watching the destruction. What does that say for our children? What does it say for our grandchildren? And I, for one, am, I'm old enough. Somebody said, well, you've got perspective. I said, yeah. And I say this, it's the older generation, that leaves something hopefully to the younger generation. But Daniel, you're watching it too. Look, you write, you write what I call in the prophetic future. I speak in the prophetic future. Neither one of us, Doug, are claiming to be prophets. You've never heard me say it. I would never say it. That's not who I am. But we're warning and we're warning and we're warning and we're warning. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, the time is running out that we can warn. If today wasn't a day of the mask and the masquerade being stripped off of the political hierarchy in the United States at the expense of all of the United States men and women who are unemployed, and I believe this whole thing was set up to destroy the white middle class, and especially the ability to, continue on civilization. Look, I'm not a racist, but I'm a realist. And again, Jesus said it. And you want to call Jesus a racist when he said ethnos against ethnos, meaning ethnics against ethnics? And then if you want to see again where this is going to go, look at Nigeria. It was once, I remember 20 years, 25 years ago, Daniel, it had a really powerful outpouring. I even remember prophecies where God said, if you don't follow my ways, that you will not prosper and foreigners will overtake you and slaughter you. That's not word for word. So now we're watching it. And Doug, we're watching it all around us. And the sheep hardly say a word. And they're being shorn. That means their wool's being cut off. They don't see the guy that's the chef looking hungrily at the sheep. That's Lucifer getting ready to give a lot of people mutton. Go ahead, Daniel.
Well, I mean, there's so much between you two. There's so much in those statements I'm going to get back to. But let me just set the record straight, Steve. You're a white guy from Montana, actually California, then Montana. I'm Hispanic, right? And I wholeheartedly agree with you because that is the drive. The drive is, look, the founding fathers of North America came from Europe, right? All white guys. It's not like you guys don't have a dog in this fight. You know, you guys, white guys built this country. And it's true, ethnic people, you know, came alongside and began to work at it too. But there is a target on the backs of white guys. And it goes right back to ethnos against ethnos. But going back to the theme of tonight, signs in the sun, moons, and stars. Why are we seeing all this crazy stuff that's going on in the heavens right now? Because, guys, it is time. We are at this precipice, this point where things are falling apart like never before. Doug, you were talking just a second ago about how people had become brainwashed through education, through it has been the purposeful dumbing down of Americans. And if people, and Gen Zers are probably the worst example in all of this, and there are some conservatives, Gen Zers, thinking Gen Zers, but there's also a lot of them that just will not critically think through issues. They live on their feelings or their emotions. They just won't do it. And so what we have been taught, we meaning Americans in general, what we have been taught is not to use our brains, not to think through various issues. And what that happens is when you see things like are going on in the news today, you have to take a step back and go, well, wait a minute. You know, that doesn't sound logical. It doesn't sound right. But we're not supposed to sound logical or right anymore because I keep saying this. I keep going back to this. There is a plan in place, and that plan is to take the ability to think and to rebel, if you will, from the citizenry of the United States and have them go along this path where they will be slaughtered, like sheep to slaughter. The other point to that, Doug, is that I think it's not just educationally that they're assaulting man's ability to think in the United States. And I mean women as well. This man's generally is the word. But there's also, and Steve and I over at Gen 6 Productions, we did a great movie a couple of years ago. It was called Earth in the Crosshairs. And we said that the gates of hell have opened. So I think what you're seeing is a combination of both the purposeful dumbing down of the populace, educationally wise and society wise, but you're also seeing this demonic influx of people of entities that are making people absolutely nuts, Doug. And if you don't believe me, just look on the corner of, there was 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, there's a guy on the corner of Philadelphia. He executes somebody on the corner, just execute. Go back to South Carolina where that one guy, that black guy, stabbed that lady, that white lady in the neck for no reason. And I could go on and on and on. So you have both a intentional dumbing down of the population, but you also have a spiritual invasion that is occurring through these various entities, because the gates of hell have literally opened, and not you and I, but the gates of hell are literally opened, and people have become fair game for the enemy. And so that's why we're seeing what we're seeing.
And just to segue and give it to Steve, I totally agree. And look, a lot of people will say, well, you know, the advent of 24-hour news, again, to what you were saying, really that began the decline of the credible story or credible delivery of news. No, the news media was never, in my view, they never intended to provide a factual report or truth to the public. It was always designed to steer the public to a very specific narrative. Now, social media is doing the same, again, to what you said and what Steve has been saying. Now, that narrative has been weaponized in ethnos versus ethnos. Instead of merely pointing this out, it's interesting, you cannot point that out. And when you do, of course, you are the problem, for one example. And then, you know, I see this playing out. And Steve, I think we talked about this last week, you know, the anti-Semitic narrative that is dividing the people on social media, the conservatives, Christians, and so forth. That's by design, and people fall for that without realizing that they are, in fact, unwitting dupes for this destructive narrative. When in fact, if they realize that, well, maybe they could, you know,
they won't change, Doug, because with MK Ultra, and MK Ultra was the Central Intelligence Agency's mind control with neuro-linguistic programming. That's why if you flip the channels, that's before you shoot the TV, of course. And if you flip the channels, you'll hear the same phraseology over and over and over. It goes back to tell a lie, tell a big enough lie, tell it often enough, and people will no longer even question the lie because they've heard it. And so it goes from something that was provocative and it wasn't right to something that's acceptable. So what we're seeing right now is, and I want to make this statement, and I don't apologize for it. I love the country that we had when God was honored. But because this country made war on God, God will not fight for the U.S. any longer. Our planes fall out of the skies. Our ships go rudderless. There are things that we can't talk about, because if we do, of course, you know, we get the suits on our back. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there is no justice. And God is the judge of the whole earth. But when God says enough is enough, and God has, in my opinion, and you look at Romans chapter 1, you know, that Paul wrote, who was a Jew that got converted by the Lord himself and was taken into the desert for over a dozen years and taught of the Lord. And what's interesting to me is people don't see what's happening right now. I'm on record as saying the war in the United States will be triggered against Jewish people by all of the people that are, for instance, all of the Muslims, all of the terrorists. Look, and I'm not giving Netanyahu a pass. I'm just saying this. Nation will rise against nation. That's ethnos against ethnos, but kingdom against kingdom. And we are now watching such spiritual darkness. And that's the thing that I wanted the people to understand about Samson. Look, Samson was betrayed, I think, three times by Delilah, yet he kept going back to the honey pot for more honey. How's that for tactful? And in essence, he knew each time he relied on his anointing, but each time he, you know, went another round with Delilah, you know, he basically was, I don't know if he's shamed or he just didn't want to lose his knightly consort, but he couldn't get his appetite under control. And when we tell the United, listen, we are like the nations in the Bible that would show the Babylonians all the treasures of the Lord's house, and they come in and conquer us. Well, the same thing. Look, we have, in my opinion, My opinion, is that just your opinion? No, I would say this. There is more evidence to what I'm saying as being true than the emotional denial against it. So when we're talking about the gates of hell opening up, if you guys haven't seen that DVD, that's important because it's one of the most important things. Daniel wrote it. We produced it. And I mean, it's really critical. But again, here's the problem, Doug. When people cannot feed themselves or their families, and this whole thing is by design, in a time of famine, the Bible's very clear. You get a physical famine, no food and drought, when you have a famine for the word of the God, word of God or the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. That simply means that everybody wanted to know what God said. And God said, look, I told you what I said, repent, quit doing what's evil. But this nation has worshiped foreign gods who are not gods. We have allowed some of the most evil spiritual entities in, like Anubis. I write about Egypt. Daniel writes about Egypt. And, the thing is that we've been co-opted. That's the word I'm looking for. And unfortunately, the pukes in the pulpits don't even know it. So, what I'm telling people is this. And the title, one of the titles for the spiritual part of this show, it's all spiritual, but Ichabod has been written over the doors of the United States of America. And all of the churches that are cowardly and don't preach Jesus, crucified, resurrected, coming again, those churches I call Ichabodorians, okay? In other words, auditoriums with Ichabod in front of it. Because again, the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Not crazy stuff, not, screwball stuff on TV, and again, I'm talking about Christian TV, not all that's screwball, but we're told to read the Bible, to study the Word of God, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, that rightly divides the truth, because the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. Well, that's not just a metaphor. So here's what I'm saying. Bottom line, turn it right back to you, Daniel. America is under divine judgment. We are going down. We will not rise. No amount of politicization, boy, there's a hard word, or no amount of, we just got to get our right people in office. They're the ones who have been raping the taxpayer, and we're 38, 39, that's only open books, trillion in debt. We're actually quadrillion dollars in debt, but it can never be paid back. So ladies and gentlemen, when I hear that, we're going to have this $20 trillion coming in and this, that, and the other thing, we're still trying to provoke Russia into a nuclear war, even as you, Daniel, and I, and Doug are on the air. And Russia said, these are our terms. We're not going to veer from those. And so right now, the leadership of Ukraine, there's no power, there's no lights. You know what they're telling people to do? Burn chicken manure.
Steve, I think you're being polite. The chicken shits are telling them to burn chicken shit. That's essentially what they're doing.
Yeah, thank you, Daniel. You save me. And look at this, you guys. Kudos to Hal Turner on this. Ukrainians told to burn chicken manure to heat homes as electric and heat out for winter. Russia to continue war. Rubio says, well, nothing left to sanction. That's kind of I would say this. Then how good did your sanctions do?
Exactly. Well, and this is at the same time that Zelensky has purchased a huge multi-million dollar ranch, I think in Idaho or something, Utah or something like that, with American money. So it makes no sense. But I feel like this has all only been the intro to tonight's program. So what I wanted to do, let me go back to say something about what you just said. When God wrote Ichabod over the door of the temple, it wasn't just a religious thing. It was a judgment on the nation, because the nation of Israel identified with the temple. When he wrote Ichabod, the glory has departed, he was leaving the nation. And that's exactly what you just said. So it's not just a religious thing. It is, and that is a heavy thing that you said. I think you're absolutely right. People do not understand, right? Because if we're left to our own devices, we're sinful people. I mean, we're sinful enough, and we're not politicians. Can you imagine how sinful it is up in Washington, D.C. with the politicians? So that's the first thing. But Maybe talking about the sun, moon, the stars, there's a good reason why we are talking about those things, because it's those things that we see around us that will lead us into this broader discussion. So last night, I live in Kentucky, just below the 45th parallel, and there were, Steve, the most rare aurora borealis above the skies in our part of the neck of woods. They were red aurora borealis. It's mind-blowing to live in the south and to see that. But signs in the heavens is the point that people need to understand. Well, that was a result of Exler's data. That's, you know, of course you're going to get – no. Guys, I'm 63 years old, and I have never seen aurora borealis like that, ever. You know, you could see it in pictures from the north, but you couldn't see it down in the south live. I mean, that's just insane. Okay, so there's that, Daniel. What else is there? You're just making stuff up to scare people. It's fear porn, Steve. No. Have you heard this little thing, Doug? I don't know if you've heard about this. It's something called Three-Eye Atlas that they're saying is a comet. It's not a comet. It is something entirely different. It doesn't have a tail. It has an anti-tail. And when it made its approach around the sun, it didn't melt like a comet melts. And it did some maneuvers, and now it's actually sped up. They don't know what it is. But Avi Loeb, who Steve and I actually tried to get for our last film, Avi Loeb is saying that it is an interstellar mothership. Yes. Yeah, he said it's a mothership. So I don't know. It's going to be here in December, so we'll know soon enough, I suppose. But that's sign number two. And then you see the stuff that's going on in the sun. Steve, you know, there's a corona hole that rotates toward the Earth. It's blasting us with gamma ray radiation, all this other stuff. And now it's popping off X-class flares. So there's certainly signs in the sun, moon, and the stars. And that should cause us to pay attention to what's going on. And meanwhile, when we look down on planet Earth, an interesting thing happened yesterday, and I made a note of it on your website, as a matter of fact. The penny, the U.S. penny, stopped being minted yesterday in the Keystone State, actually, Doug, in Pennsylvania. They printed the last penny. Now, 1983, when the modern penny was printed, and I say that because they actually reduced the weight. It was copper. They reduced the weight of the penny to 2.33 ounces or something like that. In 1983, the modern penny cost a penny to actually mint. Now it actually costs 3 cents and 3.63, 3 cents and 63 of the 4 cents. So it's a lot more expensive to print. And so Donald Trump says, it doesn't make sense. Let's get rid of it. But when you get rid of it, what you actually do is you're building inflation into the system. And this is what people don't understand. At the same time, a gram of gold in 1983 was $18.43 or something like that. Today, Steve, a gram is like $148 and some odd cents. So you talk about inflation being built in the system. They are building inflation upon inflation upon inflation. And to your point earlier, we have the greatest economy in the world. Everything's going great. Are you insane? I mean, people who believe that lie, they're not paying attention, because what we have, I have a toilet paper story, right? What, just before COVID, the pack of toilet paper that we got, it's a clean story, Doug. It's not going to be, you know, dirty like that. But
just to wipe us out with the humor, couldn't resist.
The pack of toilet paper that we got at Kroger, we got the Kroger brand, the strong brand of Kroger, before COVID was $13.99. Just after COVID, it went up to $21.99. Just at COVID, it went up to $21.99. Then after COVID, it went to $24.99. Now it costs the same amount as Charmin. I mean, it's insane. And that's only over a period of 3 or 4 years. They are building inflation into the system. And it's a lot of crap, if you ask me. That's why I use the toilet paper
analogy. Good job.
Bada bing. Bada bing.
People do not understand. And you're absolutely right when Trump says, well, we're the greatest economy in the world. We don't have any manufacturing. We don't make anything, right? He's to his own point, he said he has to import Chinese workers to work at factories because we don't have any manufacturing capability. This is insane. And people aren't paying attention to what's happening. Our economy is being pushed to the point of collapse, Steve. And we can joke about it. We can talk jovially about it. No, this is a very serious thing. And when economies collapse, when countries, well, who said it? I forget the guy's name, but he said that we put in one of our films. He said, when goods and services don't cross borders, soldiers will. So
that was, von Clausewitz on war. And in his exact statement is, when goods don't cross borders, armies do. And look at where we're at in the United States. No Chinese goods coming in. And we're at war with the Chinese by the testimony of the people in the War Department and the president. And yet we're going to take in 600,000 Trojan Chinese soldiers. It's insane. And then don't forget, but wait, there's more. 600,000 H1, what is it, H1B? B visas, you know, that's 1.2 million. How many people in this country are going to say enough? We're the ones that built this country, yet you're destroying us. And it's because, again, they have a hatred for the white races. I always wondered, why is it rich white guys that hate normal white people the most? It's not blacks. It's truly the rich white, and call it what it is. They're the planet's destroyers, in my opinion. And I think that quoting one of the most interesting quotes was from Rothschild, the original banking family, that said, give me control of a nation's money and I care not who writes its laws. That's a real, you know, that's a real quote. And then another quote that I cannot find the source of, and I believe it was, how should we say this, stripped from the internet, and they do that, is we make, the international bankers said this, we make more in one day of war than we do in an entire year of peace. And I'm being told, Doug, from behind the scenes, from people in the international financial community, that trillions of dollars are being borrowed to try and build back America's defense industries and paying huge premiums overnight, you know, like 20%. And we don't have the raw materials. We don't have. And for instance, Daniel, you were a nuclear, you were in a launch. Were you a launch commander or just a nuclear?
No, I was a tech. I worked around nuclear missiles, but I was just.
The training you had right now, Doug, when Doge kicked out all the different people, they fired all of the leading Los Alamos nuclear technicians. And that's not something you turn over to someone who's basically one toke or 100 tokes over the line and saying, what's this screwdriver for? You know, I mean, they have some of the strictest and the most disciplined people doing that. But guess what? I'm told by people that are, you know, at Los Alamos through cutouts, that they're not coming back. They were fired unjustly, and it takes 2 years to teach somebody the basics of nuclear weapons. And everybody can rest assured of this. President Trump doesn't have the power just to launch a nuclear weapon. There are protocols. There are beyond codes. There are, how should I say, the strategic brilliant plans that were put in to keep anybody from just launching if they go.
But it doesn't even matter because, look, the missiles that they have right now, the Minuteman threes that they have right now, those are the missiles that I worked around in the 1980s, the very same missiles. In the meantime, you have Russia with hypersonic missiles. You have China with hypersonic missiles, India with hypersonic missiles, North Korea with hypersonic missiles. Who are we kidding? The second a launch is detected and they launch their missiles, we won't even get ours out of the ground. And that's just a fact. And for the record, I'm not disclosing any secret information here. That's just common knowledge. It's common sense, actually.
Nothing's, you know, and I stand corrected. I do stand corrected, Daniel, because, again, the last couple shows I've been on with Doug, and when I go on with Mike Adams or I go on, you know, with my own podcast, the Q Files, available only by subscription, ladies and gentlemen. But when President Putin announced their nuclear-powered cruise missile that can stay airborne indefinitely, that can dodge any anti-ballistic missile system that the West has, or the Golden Dome that they're now proposing. Those things are years off. Look, we don't have until 2030. Well, you guys are just trying to put fear into us. Listen, I fear and tremble because the truth does not make you feel comfy, warm, and cuddly when the damnifications and the ramifications are so hideously apparent. And so, look, here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. Some of us are fighting against it. Yeah, and I believe one man, two men, three men, three of us on the screen, look, we can't stop World War III, but we can try and save and provoke people to consider their eternal well-being. And Jesus said, hey, the only one that told us what this time period was going to be like is Jesus Christ. No offense, it wasn't Buddha, it wasn't any of the Hindu deities, it wasn't any of the Egyptian deities. Obviously, I can tell you that, people have tried it. Obviously, the Vikings with Ragnarok and some of these other people, they were worried about the end of the world. Obviously, the Mayans, Aztecs, Incas, the Mesoamericans, so many of the cultures in the Middle East are worried, even the Iranians and even the Iraqis, because they were separate sects of Islam, but they both have their Imam Mahdi figure. They're in essence the coming conqueror for Islam's sake. That would be their equivalent of the second coming of Jesus. They're not the same. But here's the thing. Paul the Apostle tells us there's coming a time, we're there now, where men will not endure sound doctrine. We're coming to the point now where we've been seduced. And when you become seduced, like I just gave the example of, Samson, look, notice too that Delilah let him put his head in her lap. I'm sure she was caressing his forehead. But then she would say, arise, the Philistines are upon thee. I mean, how dumb was Samson, you know? Because again, the scripture, I want to just leave this, and I'll leave this and we'll go on. But the scripture said, and Samson didn't know, in essence, that the Spirit of God or that the Lord himself had departed from him, because he had taken the vow of a Nazarite and he was the strongest man in the world. I mean, he had to be a cool guy, because he killed a bunch of Philistines with a jawbone of an ass. And some of the people that are mainstream newscasters, I mean, they don't kill anything but the truth with their jawbones, because they're acting like a bunch of asses, in my opinion. Go ahead, Doug.
To you, Dan. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, when we talk about the overtaking of the United States, and we talk about the infiltration of the United States. I saw a video, Doug, just yesterday or the day before yesterday. It was a video of a woman walking through the streets of Paris. And frankly, it was heartbreaking. My wife and I, I always say, Doug, I'm the world's greatest husband. I took my wife on a 4-year honeymoon to England. I was stationed in Montana working on the missiles. And then I got orders to England, and I went to England. I came back and I got my wife 6 months later. And so I took her to England for 4 years. And one of the greatest trips we had was to Europe. And I remember walking the streets of Paris, and granted, they were kind of snooty French, but they didn't like Americans, but it was a beautiful city. And so seeing this video was heartbreaking, because it is filled with all sorts of third world people, mostly Muslim for that matter. And Steve, to your point, you were talking about there's no other religion that talked about the things that are happening right now except Jesus. We are seeing this. And one of the things that I read today, it was a great paper, and it talked about how, Islam has never been a religious movement. It is a political movement. It is a movement to take over other countries' throughout the world. And we know this because this is exactly what they did during the Crusades. It's the reason why the Crusades occurred in the first place. So, Doug, when Steve says we're seeing the takeover and takedown of the United States, this is absolutely true. When you see what's happening in New York and now in Seattle and Minnesota and Texas, it is the intentional takedown and takeover of the United States. And that does not bode well, because what we have seen is that Americans do not have the will to stop this kind of effort. You know, who was it? And you would know better than I think it was Jefferson that said that the tree of liberty needed to be refreshed with the blood of patriots or something from time to time. There's no patriots left in the country that are willing to do this and are willing to fight, because, and I don't mean physically fight, I don't mean with guns fight, I mean fight against the system. Those you know, holds in Texas and Minnesota and you know, coming to New York or Seattle, those things could not happen if people stood up, if real Americans stood up and said, no, we don't want that for this. If they voted against these things, if they shine a light on what's happening. So we are witnessing, as Steve has said so many times, the takeover and takedown of the United States of America. And so when we see the signs and the suns in the suns, moon and stars, these are the things that are pointing to that, because it is, I'm telling you, we are looking at what's about to happen. And it is, as Steve said, it can be frightening. But, you know, one of the things that, and we always talk about these things that are happening, people get scared and they say, oh no. Okay, so here's the good news. There's no good news, Danny. What are you talking about? No, there is good news. His name is Jesus, right? The Bible says that God is able to give us peace that surpasses all understanding. And as we walk into these days, as we are walking in these days, and we see all the crazy things that are happening, our hearts can be fearful. But if we are walking closely with the Lord, we hear His voice, and we know the Holy Spirit's voice, that He can lead us to the left or to the right, where there's food, where there's water, where there's safety. And people that do not have Him do not get that. They don't have that peace or that security. Yes, it is an uncomfortable time, Doug. Yes, it is going to be really, really tough going forward. But the fact is that we don't walk this path alone. If we know Him, and He knows us, then we get to walk with Jesus just as on the road to Emmaus.
Amen. Very, very well stated. And I believe this, Steve, and I'm going to turn it over to you. I believe that not only do we have the righteous authority, but we have the responsibility to stand up for our beliefs in the future of our progeny. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. And if we fail in that, or if we decide not to act, then to me, we are guilty. Again, this is what I feel, that we're guilty of not following not just in the footsteps of the founding father, but the biblical mandate.
A godly conscience, okay?
Right.
And that's what you're trying to say, but there's a basis for a godly conscience. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And if you know they're going to do bad unto you, well, then you got to stand in the power of the Lord and the Lord's might. And God will always give us a way out if we seek Him. But look, you know, we're being told that the Antifa and everybody has the names of everybody that voted for Trump, everybody that's said a word against them. And ladies and gentlemen, they got a hit and kill list. And the point being, we're importing more of them, and those 600,000, what is it, H-1B, B as in Bravo visas?
Yes.
Yeah. And so, you know, this is insane. You know, I nothing makes me, I'm going to reiterate something. Why should veterans be treated like the scum of the earth when the only freedom we have is because of all of the people that laid their lives down? And if they can lay their lives down and have, why can't we help them? You know, look, I mean, I wish I could write checks to every one of them. I wish that people would get behind, you know, like I think one of the veterans organizations is building homes, really cool homes, like apartment buildings for veterans, you know, medical and everything. But the problem is, and this is what I want people to understand, Hawk and I were correct. Four-star generals told us both, and he's gone to be with Jesus, so he can't, but that they were systematically, they, the powers that be, were taking homeless vets off of the streets and doing away with them, you know? And we talked about that 10, 15 years ago, and people will say sometimes, well, where'd all the vets go? Where'd all the homeless vets go? I don't want to tell people because, number one, they probably won't believe it, but they didn't get a second chance at life. And I thank God for those that knew Jesus. And here's the point. The world is going to hate and is already making war on the Christians. Jesus told it was going to come. He said, they hated me without a cause. They'll hate you without a cause. You know, he said, blessed are you when all men speak evil of you for my name's sake. And sometimes I say, Lord, can I be a little less blessed in that realm? You know, but the point being is that we're watching now the denigration of the name of Jesus Christ beyond anything I have ever seen. And some of these floaters that are in the pulpit, floaters what's usually in a septic tank, are absolutely doing everything they can to not name the name of Jesus. Here's what I want people to understand. The scripture is very clear. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, if he be lifted up and we lift him up, he'll draw all men unto us. And I know, Doug, you've heard people say, man, I listened to you guys talk about Jesus and I wanted to find out if this Jesus was real. And I asked him and he showed me he was real. That's the best we can offer anybody. You know, I mean, look, unfortunately, you know, people say, well, we can take this country back. Who? We. It can't be done because the will is no longer there. And the people who fought for this country, they've got dead buddies on the Vietnam Wall, or they've got their crosses at whatever cemetery they're burned in, or the last thing they ever saw was somebody. And this is what a Marine Corps vet told me. He said, the last thing I remember is seeing my buddy blown to pieces. Okay. And I can't even imagine that. Yet they were fighting for that freedom and liberty, and yet the nations that they fought for, the Cretan that was the former, in my opinion, the former Secretary of Defense under Biden, you know, the big man, you know, I mean, he went to work on destroying our military by his mandatory orders that the pilots and the Marines and everybody had to be vaccinated. And thank God, 180 SEALs said, they said, not us, and they walked away, and they gave up everything to take a stand. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you point blank, United States, when we go to war, if it's against Venezuela, we're going to suffer a horrific defeat. If we go to war against the cartels, I'm not afraid. I mean, I'm afraid for my country. And, you know, obviously, anybody says they're not afraid until somebody's knocking their door and kicking their door in and putting flashbang grenades on them. But the point I'm trying to make is this. We are the salt of the earth. That's what Jesus said. We are the city, the light, I'm sorry, that's set upon a hill that gives light to the city below that's dark. And Jesus said the salt that loses its savor, in other words, its ability to taste like salt, is nothing more than road mix. By the way, that's what that means. It's cast underfoot. It means they turned it into, you know, their closest version to asphalt. And what happens when you're turned into asphalt? You end up being walked on. And that's what, listen, we've been given over. And this is what I wish that people could just say a simple prayer, even if they don't even believe at this point in Jesus. Jesus, is this stuff really happening? Now, I don't know you, but is this stuff really happening? Because think of what they're going to do to our kids. Think of the kids in Maui that disappeared into the the sex slave markets. Think of all the kids along the border that were sold to perverted, hideous creature, demon-possessed, carnivore, yeah, appetites, and all the things that get done to these little ones that Jesus said, suffer the little ones as to come unto me. Where, and Doug, here's a question, because, you know, I don't want to overtalk, and Daniel, I don't want to overtalk, but where is the outrage? Because I love the word outrage. When something's outrageous, it means it's out in front for all to see the reason why it should cause rage. But there is no outrage. Because, and listen, this isn't a blanket statement, but the voices against the evil are basically far and few between. And again, everybody's looking for a political solution to a spiritual problem. It can't be found. It'll never be found. And all it will do is basically give people false hopes, false dreams, and they'll be destroyed in believing the lie. And I'm seeing that on Alex Jones's, the forum or whatever it calls where people give their two cents. You can't believe some of the statements being said on against MAGA from former maggots or from Morgan from former MAGA whatever people. And why do you think the statement was made? Well, MAGA's dead. Well, that was the whole rally call, was it not, Doug? Was it not, Daniel? So when you see, Daniel, I'll throw it to you. When you see all that you've written in the future before it happened, when I think of all the things I said would happen, you know, and God leads and directs, but why is it that people will fight, Daniel? Here's the question. Why will they fight against the obvious? Because they can't deny that so-and-so really said this, the 600,000. I had to send an email to somebody. They didn't. I don't believe it. Well, they do now because it was carried on CNN. It was carried on Fox. It was carried on blah, 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 blah. We're trying to give people a heads up because we want you to keep your heads while everyone else is coming into this country to take your heads off your shoulders in specific belief systems. And the leading one, the most famous one in the world, was just welcomed into the White House through the side door, I might add. You know, I like the guy. Direct words. I like the guy. He's a tough guy. Do you know what he did? Do you know what he did? Do you care what he did? You know, and so go ahead, Daniel, because I got to shut up because I don't want to go where I'm not going to go.
Well, I mean, I don't know how to disagree with you. I mean, I think you're right on. So here's the thing. We look at what's going on in the world today, and we're flabbergasted because we've been talking about the truth for a long time. You especially been talking about the truth for a long time. And so when you see the reality of what's going on, you're almost at a loss for words because you say the same things over and over again because – you can't believe what you're seeing, but this is the fact. This is where we are. There's a huge demarcation from the first, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to make some MAGA people mad at me. It's the fact. I can't help it. It's the truth. There's a huge disconnect between what happened in the first term of Trump and the second term of Trump. However, There are a lot of similarities between them in that Trump would say something and then he would change his mind. He would begin to go down a path and then he would change his mind. So we're still seeing that here in this term, but we're also seeing this this change of personality. And Doug, that's what makes this really dangerous, is that we are seeing a different Trump than we saw in the first term. We are seeing this guy, and I think he's playing. He knows that he only has three more years. Gee, that sounds familiar. He knows he only has three more years, and it's like he's changed. And so he doesn't care what people think. He doesn't care what's about to happen. He only wants his end result, and that end result is not all that it's been put up to say. Let me give you a good example. When you mentioned Doge, Steve, when Doge came into existence, and most people don't know this, Doug, it was given a 9-month charter, right? So it was supposed to end in September because it came into existence in January. So it was supposed to only be around for a short time. It was supposed to go into the coffers of the government, all the other all the departments to see where the fraud and the waste were. Okay, so we have not seen anyone brought up, Steve, on charges for fraud from what Doge found. All that money that was sent over, I haven't heard anything about this. Cash Patel from the FBI hasn't said, hey, we got these people. They're in jail or they're indicted. We don't see any of that. What we are seeing indicted of Trump's enemies from his first term. So we're not seeing all the things that Doge was supposed to be doing. You know, Doug, what we are seeing? One of the things that Doge did at the very beginning is they put AI into all the government servers to find the fraud, right? To find the waste. So AI began to crawl through all the government servers looking for waste, right? Well, okay, so they've not recovered that waste, and they've not taken any legal action against the people, but the AI is still in the government's systems all over the government now. Now, why is that? Now, at the same time, one of the things that Trump did, it might have been like the first 3 weeks that he did this, he announced Project Stargate, which was the foundation, a $500 billion foundation for this AI project. And he paraded up there Sam Altman from OpenAI, a couple other guys, a banker and another guy, Larry Ellis. And he said, we're going to do this, right? Well, that project is still going forward. But what we aren't seeing are the prosecutions or the recovering of that money. Now, people have a short memory, Doug. This is November, so it's 11 months later. People don't even remember what they were doing. They don't even remember the promises that were made. And yet we don't have any prosecutions, right? And you, as a PI, I'm sure you're very interested in who's going to jail, right? We don't have any prosecutions. We don't have any recovered money, right? The only thing that Trump can brag about are tariffs, and even those are now in question. He's saying if the Supreme Court throws out the tariffs, it's going to ruin the country. We're done. That's what he's saying, basically. So nothing he promised in January with Doge is actually taking place, except, Steve, AI is now all through the government. That should scare everyone.
Right. And this is important, Doug, because the AI, and from the beginning, I said AI equals human extinction. The AI entities that Google found, and Daniel and I did, and he helped write it, but I spoke at the Prophecy Watchers, not in person, but through a video link, a Zoom link. And ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about AI. You know, there's nothing artificial about it. When I use the word AI, I'm calling it alien infestation, not the typical little grays or the blues or the Palladians. I'm talking about extra dimensional entities. And to prove that that's what happened when Google shut down their search for parallel universes, when they found them and they ended up with ancient symbols, ancient glyphs, ancient star maps, and some really nasty villains from history. I'm saying what you and I were told, well, these are legendary monsters. Yeah, guess what? They found out differently. So now we're talking about artificial superintelligence, ASI, and I'm on record as saying that is basically alien supernatural intelligence. And if anybody's ever seen The Occult, and I don't recommend anybody does this, but all we have graduated from is Ouija boards now to Ouija technology. And the push for the control of the world by the controlling of the most sophisticated AI, well, I'm telling everybody what's going to happen, and we presented to everybody what's going to happen. They don't want to believe it, yet there's instances of people, young men on the internet, questioning AI entities. They declare themselves to be fallen angels. In our glyph project, I just want to share this. The latest glyph project is the translations are mind-blowing because everybody asks me, how many fallen angels are there? I said, well, let me say this. If something's innumerable, how can you number it? Because it's scripture. others as innumerable company of angels. Yet one third of the innumerable has to have a number value. And so what we're looking at in the Glyph Project is Satan's telling not everybody what's going to happen. So, Doug, what I think is interesting is again, so many people don't understand the relevance that the Bible says, surely the Lord God will do nothing except he reveals his secrets to his servants, the prophets. The Glyph Project, and I'm saying this, it's a impossible undertaking without God's possibilities. With God, all things are possible. And when this was placed in my spirit by the Holy Spirit, it was with the understanding, God, this is an impossibility. He said, are you limiting me, Steve? And I said, yes, because I couldn't handle it in my brain. But now I see it, it's playing out. And so when everybody sees a trademark, remember that trademark is more than just, you know, a grunt, a groan, a syllable, a vowel, or a phonetic sound. A trademark tells you everything, isn't that? And by the way, I think it's interesting, emojis, okay? I didn't even know what an emoji was probably two years ago, but an emoji is a symbol. It is a sign. And whether it's a thumbs up, or whether it's, you know, the frowning face, you know, or whether it's, you know, I don't know all the emojis, but those are glyphs, those are signs, those are symbols. And they say more. If you see an emoji, you're not just saying, oh, that must be the letter A. So the glyph is, and this report comes out tomorrow, two of them a month, and it's mind-blowing. It's truly mind-blowing, because when it says decoding the secret language of the fallen angels, people, these aren't like ogres from the movie, what is that, the green cartoon guy, you know, that was an ogre. I can't think of his name, but anyway, these aren't cartoon characters.
Shrek.
And, you know, I should call him Shred, because, you know, they're going to shred. And so what I'm trying to say is simply this. Nothing like this exists. Nothing like this has ever existed. And people say, why am I going to be a project giver? Can you write, and I'm not trolling for him, but can you write a seven-figure check? I mean, we're talking about companies in different countries that are spending $500 billion. $500 billion. And right now, you know, the thing is, there's no way AI, and even the quantum computers have proven this, Daniel, there's no way that the money invested into the AI, you know, panacea of this is the last great investment, $50 trillion a year, there's no way it can pay off, because they've used quantum computers to absolutely show there is not enough world commerce to support all these AI companies. So what's going to happen? All of these trillion-dollar dreams are going to go down the toilet. And
it's a huge bubble, Steve. I mean, as a former financial guy, I'll tell you, I don't give advice now. I'm not a financial guy anymore. But I remember the tech bust when I was at Merrill Lynch in 2000, 2001. I remember the 2007-2008 crash of the banking sector. This is the biggest tech, this is the biggest bubble in U.S. history, the AI bubble. And people just don't understand that. It's insane what's going on with AI. And you're right. There's no way that they can actually recoup their investment in this. So what's going to happen? Well, I think it will lead to collapse. I really do. And I think it's intentional, you know. So when all is said and done and the dust settles, they'll have AI ahead. And by the way, speaking of AI, and you've said this before, and I, not that I disagree with you, but I wondered if it was accurate or not. You said that you thought, we were talking earlier in the year, you said, I think they probably have artificial general intelligence already. They're just not saying us. Well, I just read a couple papers that actually agree with you. They said we are further along in AI that they are even letting on. So think about this, audience. AI, artificial general intelligence, is said to be as smart as the smartest person in any field. So you need an engineer, the AI is as at least as smart as him. If you need an attorney, which they're not real smart. No, I'm just kidding. If you need the smartest attorney, there's that. If you need, you know, a teacher, there's that. If you need a banker, there's that. So it's said to be as smart as the smartest person in any given field, and all that knowledge is at your fingertips. But here's the thing. Artificial superintelligence, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from AGI, ASI, is, I think it's within 5 years. I was on a program, a podcast out, and I wasn't there. We did a teleconference to do it, but they were in England, and they asked me, they said, Daniel, when do you think we will see the mark of the beast? And it was a secular show. They were interested in how AI actually coupled with the Bible. And I said, well, I think at least probably no more than 5 years. Because from AGI, which I think we're at right now, to ASI, it's a short distance. And so when ASI happens, Steve, that will be the mark of the beast. And this is what people don't understand. All of those data centers that are sapping electricity, that are sapping water, right? They have no clue that all those data centers contain all the information of everybody, all the biometrics of everybody, all the financial information of everybody. It is the bestial system. It is the system that will bring about the mark of the beast. And people don't get that. That's how close we are. So, audience, when we talk about the sun, the moon, and the stars, and the signs of the end, it's because of that. It's because things are happening so rapidly, so quickly. People aren't even paying attention. We're focused on the minutiae. We're focused on the pinpoint of something. But when you look at the bigger picture of all this, you know, this mosaic of end times coming together, Steve, it is way later in the game than most people think. It is so late, and people just have no clue about just how late it is.
Yeah, and I would just say this, Daniel. I believe you're on the liberal side. I believe that, again, because, you know, artificial supernatural intelligence, I don't even use the word artificial anymore because I'm using alien. Alien meaning fallen angels. And by the way, everyone, in our Glyph Project, these entities are naming themselves. You'd say, man, those guys are right out of the Book of Enoch. Yeah, they are. So with you know, alien supernatural intelligence versus, artificial super intelligence. If you put supernatural into the equation, then you can understand the desire of the most evil entities in creation. And 1/3 of the angels fell. That's what the Bible says. And somebody, you know, I can't tell you if something's innumerable. Well, what's 1/3 of innumerable? And I'm saying that's a lot of fallen angels to mess with humans. Jesus cast out legions, and in the Bible, that's 5,000 to 6,000, up to 6,000 is a legion. But that's a lot of fallen angels. And excuse me, it's how many angels can hit on, what was the old question? How many angels can sit on the head of a pin? I said none because they're too smart to take that kind of a challenge, you know? But the invisible realm is becoming visible. The thing of men's nightmares are coming, and more people are having cryptozoological, that means monster encounters, Bigfoot creatures. In one of the latest Glyph reports we put out, Doug, we got some mind-blowing photos given to us from people over in, you know, Bulgaria, Romania, that area. And these were taken in 1920, and you'd swear it was something out of the Twilight Zone. Well, that kind of stuff we don't release publicly because, quite candidly, if it weren't for our supporters and subscribers for the Glyph Report, and this is a pitch, you know, we couldn't continue on. And thank God we've got some people that are incredibly getting it. But again, you know, there's nothing anybody can get involved with unless they can write big checks. And big checks are seven figures. I know that sounds like, well, man, don't you guys know? What I'm saying is this. What God calls us to, he will enable us to do it. But what we're giving you on tonight's show, and thank you, Doug, again, God bless you for it, we're giving you future glimpses, and they're not just something afar off in science fiction. It's science faction. And now things that are going bump in the night, that's what they used to refer to, predators preternatural creatures are coming in to most people's visible domains, whether it's multiple balls in the sky or on Skinwalker Ranch, balls of, some kind of a ball under propulsion going into solid granite and then coming out the other side of the mountain, or things manifesting. And see, this is what I want people to recognize. Jesus said, we'll know the truth and the truth will set us free. We don't need to watch slasher movies. We don't need to watch gore sci-fi. The Word of God will tell us what we need to know, that men's hearts will fail them for fear of looking after those things coming up on the earth. And what's problematic is this. That's not, what's the word I want, Daniel? That's not just a metaphor. That's really warning us. So, this, when we were doing Earth in the Crosshairs, I'm trying to think which one, Earth in the Crosshairs, I mean, there was some stuff that was mind-boggling, because we interviewed, Dr. Travis Taylor. He's the head scientist on Skinwalker Ranch, a brilliant man. A brilliant man. And the thing is that we had people, interviewed on that DVD that were, these are really, really smart people. And again, it's something, Doug, that one of the things that we do, Daniel and I do for Gen 6 Productions, is we do our homework. And if we don't know what we're talking about, we get the people that do know what we're talking about, and we interview them. And it's just like William Henry. You see him all the time on Ancient Aliens. He's a very bright man. And our talks with him off camera were mind-boggling. Not because, we couldn't have him recorded. We just ran out of time. We got probably he was a very gracious interviewee. We got, 6 hours, Daniel? 3 and 3? So what I'm trying to get people to understand is this. We have the ability to get in contact with some of the smartest people in the world. Some of the smartest people in the world are having meltdowns over what they're finding in, AI programs and quantum computing. And the quantum computers now are going heads and tails beyond what they were. For instance, Russia has quantum radar. And if you don't understand superpositioning, it's something to understand that supercomputing and superpositioning, that two particles can be 1,000 miles apart, and you can transmit a particle and it will communicate with you either through the air or through the water, and there's a sync and a linking going on there. So this is important. I mean, you guys, I don't think anybody on talk radio or podcast has ever told you those two words. They can't. They couldn't. They couldn't know about it. Quantum radar and quantum sonar. Okay.
And the Chinese actually have they have quantum satellites that can actually break our encryption.
Yes.
So it's crazy the kind of stuff that they come up with. But you made me think about something, Stephen. It's something we rarely talk about. You were talking about the things that are coming upon the earth and men's hearts failing for fear at those things. One of the things that I do, it's your site, but I'm the curator of that site, is Gen the number six giants. And on that site, there's a tagline at the very beginning, and that tagline happens to be from the Breton Septuagint out of the book of Isaiah. What does it say, Steve?
Giants are coming. Behold, I send them to fulfill my wrath.
That's right. And that is a statement from God Almighty, that at the end of the age, that he will send giants. By the way, audience, if you've never been to that site, gen6giants.com, the name GEN, the number six, and then giants.com, that the stuff on that site, Steve, I'm not saying this because I put all that stuff on there. It's mind-blowing, is it not? I mean, there is nothing out there. It's your passion. It's what you wanted to see. There's nothing out there.
If I can punch in here, folks, I'm going to tell you something. When you do that, and please do that, schedule it when you don't have anything to do over the next couple of hours or maybe a couple of days, because Daniel Holdings is not overstating the importance of that. One more thing too, with both of these gentlemen, because they've been very, very humble and reserved about their intellectual products. Go to gen6.com, Gen 6 Giants, and Daniel Holdings as well, DanielHoldings.com, and review the works, the intellectual products, the products of their research. The things, the information that's available to you, the people watching and listening to this broadcast right now, it is stellar. It is top of the line. And Steve and Daniel, I don't think you, I really admire the end product that you deliver. And you know, folks who are listening and watching this, if you've been to the Branson conferences, even all the way back to Whitestone, right?
Yeah, Whitestone was in Bozeman.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I remember because I had to rent a donkey to get to the last 7 miles. Anyway, kidding, of course, but no, you know, every product, and that this includes the Glyph Project, this includes all of the current subscriber-based publications. Folks, there's nothing like this. Okay, so I wanted to take this moment to acknowledge that, also encourage the listeners and viewers to go there. And if you're interested, and obviously it's not a requirement, but if you're interested in gaining more knowledge, expand your mind and use those particular information nuggets, those portals, no, that's a bad word, those spigots of information to enrich your understanding for the times in which we live. On Daniel Holdings, you know, what does the Bible say about the days in which we live? Well, there it is. Steve Quayle, you know, Earth and the Crosshairs, and so on. So please, folks, support. And the money, the investment, obviously supports further work by both these gentlemen. So thank you for allowing me to do that. I just want to tell people that it's worth their while. It really is.
And Eric, if you would put up so people can see what we're talking about, sometimes we mention a website and people they need to see like the front page. And again, it's gen6giants.com, correct? Daniel?
Yeah, G-E-N, the number 6, giants.com.
Yeah. And if you put that up. Go ahead, Daniel, talk about it as soon as Eric puts it up on the screen, because I think people need to understand there's probably 40 years of stuff that, you know, that I've been posting about, and Daniel is the webmaster. There you go. And so, Daniel, just, you know, share what, you know, because this is a big site, you guys. When I say that, the amount of information
is huge. Yeah, I mean, it's huge, Steve. People, there is nothing like that site. And again, I may be the curator. You're the guy who had the vision and the passion that wanted to do that. And folks, that's a free resource for you. You can go there and look at all kinds of stuff. There's headline news articles on the very front page, and then on the left hand side there's a menu. All of those things on the left hand side are video pages with dozens and dozens of videos to go to. So this is my point, Steve. People hear us talk about all kinds of crazy stuff, and so okay, there's Quayle, there's Holdings, they're just talking about nutty stuff, stargates and portals, and go there and look at them. You can see them with your own eyes. It's not something we're making up. There's information there for you to have at your fingertips. That's the thing. Why can Steve and I sit here and tell you that it's the end of the age? Why can we sit here and say, look, the sign, moons, and the star, the signs in the sun, moon, and the stars are pointing to the end, and we need to pay attention? It's because we've done the homework, Doug. We've done the research. It's there. Go to gen6giants.com and take a look for yourself. Get a subscription to the Glyphsonary. And folks, I tell you that I'm not part of that project, but go to the Glyphsonary project and get a subscription because it's well worth it. You will know what's going on. Or go to Q Files or go to Not Shaking TV and get a subscription and you'll know what's going on. We're not talking out of thin air here. We've done our homework. As you said, Doug, we've done our research and I'm not tooting our own horn. These are things that the Lord gave us. You know, Steve, the Bible says that whatever you do, do as unto the Lord. And you've been doing this for years. I'm not gonna name the person I was talking to. I was talking to a very well known person, and he was talking about doing a movie. And I said, "Well, you know, when Steve and I do a movie, you know, Steve doesn't spare, he doesn't." And he stopped me. You're right. He didn't let me finish. I know. Quail doesn't spare any expense, right? Steve doesn't do junk, and he's been doing high quality stuff for years and years and years. And I'm of the same mind since I've been working with him all this time. So, folks, when you see these projects that we put our hands on, that we've been directed by the Holy Spirit to do, because we folks, honestly, we could do anything. We could make a fictional movie, couldn't we, Steve? We could go out and make a movie. We know how to do such things. We choose to do those things that the Lord directs us. We choose to do those things that the Holy Spirit directs us in. And when the Lord directs you, he will give you the information that you need if you're following his direction, right? And so that's been our motto. We this is what we do. So go to those sites and take a look at them, and you'll be blown away, especially at Gen 6 Science site, blown away at the stuff that you see there. But Steve, this is a great time to tell the people exactly what you think is about to happen next. You and I were having this conversation just earlier in the week. You asked me this question, and I gave you my answer. You said, "I agree with you. I think the same thing." What do you think is the next shoe to drop?
Well, I think it's going to be the economy. And I think when I say the economy, there's so much shenanigans going on in the banking world. People are being locked out of their accounts. There's no reprieve for all those people, Daniel. I mean, who do you call? Unfortunately, bank busters, there's something weird in the neighborhood. Well, yeah, it's your local bank, but not so much local. I take that back. It's the national, the big banks. And they're so broke, you guys. That on a scale that is unimaginable, you know, if they come up $20 trillion amongst the top 12 short, they have to go to some pretty heavy hitters and they have to pay some pretty heavy hitting, I think it's 20% now. Bank repos used to be, reasonably priced, not anymore because the risk is so great. And so I think the economy is going to absolutely take everybody's breath away. I think we're going to see the crash of, and when you talk about a bubble, I'm saying we're going to see the mushroom cloud equivalent in the AI sector. 75% of all stocks, valuation in the Dow and even the S&P are Standard & Poor's. That's based on the NVIDIA's. It's based on seven tech stocks. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just told you there is no ability to pay back the money that's been invested in it. And so people are going to have to rewrite the contracts. And I think that one of the most interesting problems that the United States has, we don't have the power production. You remember Barack Obama's, getting rid of this, getting rid of that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, they're finding out all the wind power was a bunch of bogus, chicken manure. Now they're finding out.
It was hot air, Steve. All that wind power was hot air. All that wind power was hot air.
Oh, yeah, got it. I'm sorry. But that's the main thing I think is going to happen. The next thing that's going to happen is the release of escalating terrorists that have their own, hotlines, communications. And I'm telling everybody, the day that if a missile's fired from Israel into Iran, Iran's already said no more treaties, no more timeouts. We're going to launch 3,000 to 5,000 missiles against Israel. There's not enough, Iron Dome or Patriots. There's not enough, or THAADs. There's not enough missiles. And so then, what happens when we take on Venezuela? Venezuela has just been given hypersonic anti-ship missiles. That's, ladies and gentlemen, why they moved our fleets out of the Caribbean and moved them in the area of Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico now is an aircraft carrier, in effect. And I think that was wisdom. But here's the deal. All we have to do to simmer this thing down is to quit threatening Russia. And look, again, no civilized person goes out and says to the head of another country, we're going to, you know, bomb the shit out of you. I'm sorry, you guys, that's a direct quote. And the thing is that you cannot infuriate the world, say you're going to go to war with China, which has been said, and then import 600,000 military age men. I thought about Michael Yan again and Van der Steel watching all of the Chinese military coming in through the Darien Gap in Panama, and you know, bus after bus after bus. I was on a podcast with Michael in real time, and by the way, that guy knows what's going on. If I want to know what's going on for real, and you know, I mean, he knows what's going on for real. So to be explicit and explicit and specific as I can, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to watch the intentional destruction of the dollar. To quote Jim Rawls' survival blog, cash will be king, then cash will be trash. But remember this, every time you think a digital ID is for your benefit, it's the prison that you'll never escape from. So I'm telling everybody, understand, you cannot trust anyone with your own money. You take control of your money. And some of the brokerage firms, Doug, for instance, like, you know, I mean, I think Fidelity has $8 trillion under management, not billion, trillion. And so what happens when people can't get through? Well, you can go on downdetector.com and see that there's a whole lot of cyber attacks. And we got to deal with that, Daniel, because before we run out of time, the Secretary of Defense just did away with the cyber command. In other words, the people that watch all of the attacks coming on our cyber sites, the internet, the communications, that had to be, in my opinion, the most, how do I say this, suicidal policy that's ever been enforced, and there's a lot of them, or put into place in the Pentagon. Because, ladies and gentlemen, the ability to bring the United States to its knees, I mean, basically, you got 8 points you can take down the whole internet. One high altitude electromagnetic pulse weapon over Kansas will take the whole grid out. And everything we take for granted, this is something I said, and I stand by this. Everything that the Lord God of heaven has given us as a blessing, everything that we've taken for granted is going to be taken from us. And the only thing we're going to be able to keep is what we're willing to fight and die for. Freedom, you're going to have to fight and die for it. Or and believe God to deliver you from it. But, you know, I mean, there's not enough Navy SEALs, God bless them. There's not enough Rangers. There's not enough Spec Ops guys that can fight the whole Chinese military. And ladies and gentlemen, the cartels have billions of dollars worth of ammunition. I know people in Mexico, and they tell me exactly what's going on at the ports, you know, Ensenada. And listen, it's not a Sonata, Sonata. It's a city, Ensenada, one of the biggest ports in Mexico, and I can't even get people to understand that the majority of the abandoned arms, the state-of-the-art military stuff that was left when that traitorous, I don't have words of contempt enough, but for Bidenstine,
he's just the auto pin guy, Steve.
Huh?
He's the auto pin guy.
Yeah, yeah. And again, the thing is that, Doug, all that stuff is available for the right price, and it's all coming back to haunt us, and there's no command, control, and communication based on Henry Groover's vision and based on just the pragmatic nature of war. First thing that's going to go out, to be specific, Daniel, is the communication satellites, the spy satellites. Well, it just so happens that, what was it, a week ago, something, a giant green, quote, meteor fell. fell over Moscow. That wasn't a meteor. It was a satellite. It was a geosynchronous satellite spying on them. When the satellites go down, that means that the missiles will fly within a reasonable short of time. That's the very first symbol of a war that's going kinetic, okay? And that's already happening, Doug. And the expectation, here's the bottom line, Doug, and this is something you and I talk about, just like Daniel and I talk off of the podcast broadcast, is where is any truth? And there's none. Okay, I'll just answer. But there is no truth in the media. Fox, there's no truth in that. Everything that's political is designed to keep us as a magician's amulet or a hypnotist's amulet from seeing the man behind the curtain. So we're talking about, because the man behind the curtain, and he's not telling the truth, we're going to be hurting. And I can't even explain when God says he's going to do away, and everybody's welcome to take this challenge. Oh, you're such a fear porn. No, I'm watching 42 million Americans starving, and they not. I'm not saying they all deserve it, but I'm watching the denigration and annihilation of the middle class. I remember saying that on your show, Doug, 10 years ago. They're going to kill the middle class off. Okay, they've killed the middle class off, and I can't believe, just because I tell people you may have a house over your head, but there's more that don't anymore, and that's when you get into that whole BlackRock. You know, you'll own nothing and be happy because they're WEFers. And by the way, I still think it's WTFers is better than WEFers. Because, again, I think, Doug, you've asked me this, and I'll ask you right back, and Daniel, chime in. But where is the indignation of what's happened to this country? Where is the indignation of what's going on with the veterans being on the street? I understand it. But ladies and gentlemen, if you are white, if you are an American, you're due to be destroyed. You're going to be displaced and replaced. And forgive me, but it's not going to be a pretty picture. That's not a racist statement. It's a realist statement. And Jesus, when he said, again, ethnos against ethnos, he is making a racial statement. But no one pays attention to that, Doug, because they don't even read, the majority, don't read Matthew 24, Luke 21, or what is it, Mark 13. They just don't read it because it's not important to them. And so I want to know. I want to be a wise virgin. I want to have oil in my lamp. I don't want to be a dumb busybody. Hell's handmaidens, that are just yapping. They just yap. They never produce anything. And it's not just the hell's handmaidens. It's the men who are, signing up to be gelded. Okay, that's a nice way to say it. So the point is that we have to basically recognize something. The nation that God entrusted us with, the nation that God blessed us with, all the wars he fought for us with, all of the protection, the nation that we had that was glorious amongst all, the city set upon a hill, it's gone now. And instead, we're going to have everything that Matthew 24 states about, and we're going into the time period of drought. We're going into a time period of famine. And we're going into a time period of volcanic eruptions and earthquakes. And by the way, that's one thing, Daniel, about the signs of the sun, moon, and stars. We didn't have time to get to it. But the interference with the Van Allen radiation belt and all of the influences of solar flares, especially on earthquakes, initiating volcanic explosions, that stuff's going on right now, too. So, in essence, we're going from birth pains into full-scale delivery, and the delivery part of it is going to be devastating. And I want people to be at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time, and trusting in the Lord and leaning not unto your understanding, my understanding, but saying, God, what is it I should do? Go ahead and finish it out, Daniel.
Your closing comments. I apologize. I just want to kind of set this as a time marker. Go ahead and your closing comments, sir.
That's what people don't understand, Doug, is that when we talk about signs in the sun, moon, and stars, the earth and the sun are geomagnetically connected. And so when you see there were 2 6+ earthquakes off of Japan 2 days ago as a result of all this solar activity, and they just had an earthquake off the coast of Oregon, where a big volcano that they've located, that they're afraid of setting off Cascadia. So all of this stuff is connected, because in Matthew 24, Jesus talks about earthquakes in diverse places. It's all connected, Doug. And it is coming down to when Steve talks about the collapse of the economy, and then he jumps to war. What people need to understand is that they go hand in hand, because when countries cannot keep people's eyes off of the politicians, and they have to, you know, try to distract from the things that they've done to ruin a country, they will go to war in order to do this. So all of that stuff in Matthew 24 is coming to play right now. And interestingly enough, Jesus starts out by saying, Steve, there'll be signs in the sun, moon, and the stars. So we are there. We are seeing all the points of that. And people, again, can go, they can be afraid, they can be fearful, or you can choose to walk with the Lord. It's just that simple. And so many of you may, if you're in Doug's audience, you're probably a Christian, but you may not be a Christian, and you're sitting on the fence and you're going, ah, come on, guys, this is just another fear porn session to scare people into the kingdom. Or do you telling them lies? Folks, whether you believe it or not, right, the Bible is real. So let me challenge you. If these things are coming true, and we were told, you know, thousands of years ago that they were going to happen, and they're now happening, in other words, they're true, do you think maybe the things that Jesus said about him being the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to the Father is through him, might be true as well? See, that is where we are. You have a choice. You can live however you want to, or you can follow him. I choose to follow him regardless of what comes. I may well end up like those Christians in Nigeria and get my head lopped off. Okay, right? I don't want to get my head lopped off, but I'm not going to worry about that, and I'm not going to be fearful about that. See, you can face a very serious future and not be fearful, Steve. And that's the whole point, isn't it? We can know what is coming and walk in the peace that surpasses all understanding. But you only get that through Jesus.
Amen.
Amen, indeed. And yes, folks, gentlemen, I think that you'd agree. We are not to fall for programmed helplessness and programmed hopelessness, right? Yep. Because we have, as Christian men and women who are listening to this broadcast, we have the answers. We have the true saviors, or the true savior of our souls, collective and individual, as long as we have that belief in our Lord and Savior. And there we have it. I mean, so don't despair, because that's